The views and opinions of Robin and Maynard show producers do not necessarily make any sense.
What's going on?
Well, Tammy had the good fortune of dragging the duck out of the lake.
Well, not personally, but three of our crew guys did.
And so they sent divers down.
They had to attach lines to the duck, and then they used our crane barge and lifted it up out of the muck and then got it over to a boat ramp, and a tow truck picked it off and got it out of here. We're kind of used to pulling Kenmore air out of the lake, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
And John Nordstrom, right?
Huh, you got it.
So the duck is in the water. It's full of passengers. They realize it's going down. How'd the passengers get out of the duck and back onto dry land?
The police boat was being used to shuttle people back to dry land.
So they had enough time to have the police boat come out.
Right.
Did the duck lose power? Why didn't it just drive back? Why didn't it power back to dry land and drive up on the land? That's what it does.
It lost all of its power.
So the police boat was towing it, and when it started to really sink, they just let her go.
Well, what my guys say is once one of those ducks starts to go, it's like get out of its way, it's going down.
It's like an anvil.
You got it.
Was anybody sad about the duck sinking? No.
Pretty much the best joke of the day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's traffic time, Tammy, so I have to let you go and say the car, actually it isn't a car at all, is it? Well, you know, it would be nice to have the full report here, Nate. If you can get around to that for me, I'd appreciate it. I know there was a tanker truck that was overturned at one point, and I think that's what we're talking about in Pierce County Canyon Road.
Madam Fabulina's sketchy and puzzling, beguiling traffic report.
I don't think it's beguiling.
Yeah, not at all. Is a service by of Carbs Unlimited. Are you belching something there?
Mm.
Yeah.
Who, me?
Huh?
No.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Say it again. Say it.
Where is John Maynard?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
What?
You make me want to vomit.
This guy named Scott Paris is his name. He wrote us last week, and he wanted to get a copy of Know It All CD because he has a band called The Vomiting Whores, and he wanted to cover I've Been Single All My Life. And now he writes me, and he's furious because he says, I can't believe I just heard a country version of the very song we were going to record without any mention of my great idea. I steal songs fair and square, not like you couple of boobs. Signed, Scott Paris. Well, Scott, we didn't record that. That was some cowboy in Nashville.
Sorry somebody beat you to the punch.
Sorry about that.
And I feel particularly bad for the vomiting whores. You ever think maybe it's you, Scott? That's why they're vomiting? Nervous tick with you.
What?
And this Mama Ken. Like to hear Mama Ken.
I haven't played that song
like
in
Mama
over
Ken.
A month and a half. You hear something once and you get it in your head like a loop tape.
Every
we
two
never
days,
play
Mama
that.
Ken.
Well, not
when's
I'm
the
not
last
sure.
time you heard this, Nate? Huh?
I'm not getting in.
No, come on, get in here.
No,
come
you,
on,
you know, you,
get in here. I need
John
some support.
John hates that record.
Yeah, it's been within the past couple weeks.
Oh yeah.
Mama Ken.
There you. Thank you, Nate.
Not
I
that I would notice.
Mama Ken.
All right.
But if you hate it, that means well, hell, yeah. I can get that on again. Yeah. He just can't
feel
stand
like,
this
like
record.
Like I'm working with Beavis.
No, he said something about you said something about 3 months ago about not liking this record.
Yeah.
I
well, the entire body
it.
Of work that Aerosmith has, I just didn't know why you were, you know, had some kind of a tick on this thing.
It's
you must have gotten
me.
Lucky in high school with this song.
No, it's not me.
When it's not you.
No.
Well, you're the one that played it.
I played it simply because the program director requested that I did.
At the instruction per the program director?
Exactly right. He said, play A55 from 1975, 4 minutes, 25 seconds worth of Mama Ken. And I did what he said because I am the kind of girl that likes to take instruction.
Oh, you really are that kind of a girl.
Robin and Maynard present Dead or Alive.
I'm trying to do research on this Snoop DeVille, and I've been distracted with Dead or Alive. Rich.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi there.
Welcome to the show.
The Snoop DeVille is obviously bogus and crafted.
No, it's not bogus and crafted.
But
can you say
crafted
that?
So well that people are actually believing that they're gonna release a Cadillac edition based on some guy that goes around capping someone's ass.
Well, that was a long time ago when he'd bust a cap in your ass,
well,
John.
Now, okay.
He won't do that anymore.
Yeah, that's right. And stay tuned for the Hyundai Hitler version.
God.
Come on.
All right, Rich.
Rich,
yeah.
How are you? Today's the first name out of the chute here, Lloyd Cooney.
Lloyd Cooney.
Have you been in Seattle a long time, Rich?
Yeah, he's Lloyd Cooney. He's alive.
Yeah, you know who he is?
Didn't he used to do something with one of the news stations?
Yeah, he was with Channel 7, and he had Lloyd Cooney editorials.
That's right.
I'd love to see one. That would be a flash. Cairo should have a whole special, and then they should have that. What was his name, Robin? The old grunster.
I don't even know who Lloyd Cooney is. I have no idea.
And who was the other guy?
The old grunster.
He was.
Oh, Lou Guzzo.
Yes, Lou Guzzo. I'm Lou Guzzo.
Oh, and my husband. Editorials were so insightful.
The kids today are on the wrong track.
All right, so you've got 10, I'm presuming. Let's go to 20.
Okie doke.
Lou Guzzo.
Yeah.
Lou, he's gone.
No, he's still alive.
Bummer.
Oh, shucks.
You don't do so good, though, right now. Teddy boy.
Yes.
Good to have you on the show, Ted.
Thanks very much.
Bob Packwood is your first name, dead or alive?
What was the first name?
Bob.
Bob Packwood is alive.
Yes, he is. He was the senator from Oregon, wasn't he? That was goosing all the ladies?
He did something well. Mm-hmm.
I will give you the name Buster Kelly, who created the Kelly Blue Book, the automotive used car blue book.
Ooh, Buster Kelly. Both alive.
Buster's right. Gone. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's too bad. Hi, Doug.
Hi.
First name for you is Al Nobel.
Al Nobel?
Mm-hmm.
I would say is dead.
Yes, Alfred Bernard Nobel. He invented what he called safety powder, which was dynamite. And then he provided the Nobel Prize after that. And he's gone.
Yeah. The name Brock Adams.
Brock Adams, I'll say alive.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Brock. What was he, a senator? He was a senator, wasn't he? Brock Adams.
You've been having a few of those. That's why your brain's not working.
Just one more, I think, will help.
B. Arthur for 30.
B. Arthur is dead.
No, ouch. She's not. She's fine, but you're not doing so well. That's too bad.
Robin and Maynard featuring smash pop tunes throughout the day by Mr. Know-It-All, and that's why we say first with the hits.
I've been single my life.
First with the news.
First with the hits. First with the news.
Now, if I could just get you some of those horn-rimmed glasses.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
That'd be something. You know, news is not necessarily pleasant.
I know. I've heard that. Somebody told me that.
And this has been a sad day, as we tell you, that yesterday, the duck sunk. I mentioned that earlier, and a guy called, and he said, I was on it right before it went down. And then a lady called, and she said, I was the one that brought it up, my company. And all these people got off, and all they had were their little yellow duck whistle, which, by the way, is $2 extra.
And that's not a cheap ride, by the way. That thing's pricey.
Maybe now would be an opportune time for me to tell you, if I have a recording of the first Sprint PCS call ever made. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was early Sprint PCS.
I want to think about it.
You can tell. Listen to this.
Hello?
Howdy.
Well, hello, big boy.
Howdy. Well, this is the very first long-distance phone call ever made without an operator.
Oh, my. Well, that makes me so hot. What big ears you have.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
So it's the very first time.
Really? Wow. Ooh. I'm...
Yeah.
You bet.
Hold it. This is your operator. I will. Wow. This kind of call on my line. Oh. Kind of steaming up my glasses in here. I can't see a thing.
Darn it.
I can't. I don't know what to switch. No. Naughty. No, naughty on this line. Oh.
I'll call again.
Good idea.
I've been single weekend.
Well,
blast the country version of that, the remake of Mr. Noah.
You know,
he's the Burt Bacharach of our time.
Kind of. It seems that way. Listen to this. This just came in the mail today from Nashville. It's a knockoff of I've Been Single All My Life.
I've been single all my life.
There is a poignancy and a clarity and a pain to the lyrics. An underlying anguish that's highly relatable. Thanks to Mr. Know-It-All and then his...
Lolita's in there, like, getting ready to stage dive to this record.
His nasally friend there. That
you know,
is,
and it's amazing because, you know, there's more than one record. There's more than one style. Any good artist is diverse, as Know-It-All proves with this selection.
Do you really want to know? Do you really want to know? Do you really want to know some more? Do you really want to know some more about me?
And then this comes down from the jazz
station. All right,
let's
swing this one, baby. Do you really want
I can hardly take this one.
About me. As you've been wanting to know everything.
A man for all seasons.
Yeah.
Mr. Know-It-All.
Yeah, and more to come. It's we're not through with him. We're trying to get in touch with him, have him on this show. Well, you know all about us, but who are you?
Oh, this is my name's Julie, and I want to know what you guys know about traffic down here in Tacoma on 112th and Canyon. What in the hell happened?
Tanker truck spilled, tipped over, and then they just got the thing righted about an hour ago, but there's fuel all over the road.
Well, a sad day today as we tell you Mr. Bubble is gone and the duck sank.
Yeah. That's too bad.
I know, it was rough. Well, Crow, have at it.
Yes.
Lean into it.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Good boy.
Good day.
RP?
Yes, sir.
Good God.
I've been single all week.
Well,